Hey,
hey.
I don't know what it is about their record that we ain't saying nothing. I don't know. It's one of them.
Man.
It's really one of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. That PTSD was a motherfucker.
Facts.
But I ain't saying nothing. I feel like that shit like the essence of Dutch.
I appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? Because you being like, you being mad lyrical on there, but you being gutter and you being proper all at the same time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, listening to that, I would think for sure, like, she went to a good college.
Right.
Did you go to college?
I didn't. Can you believe that?
At all.
I did go. I started for nursing. And I never finished.
Damn, what happened? That school check wasn't looking right?
Nah, man. I got a chronic illness of my own, so I didn't want to, you know, do both. I didn't want to put myself in a hospital environment with a condition myself, because I wasn't going to be the nicest nurse.
I got you. I understand it.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say you just weren't feeling that shit when the school went turned up enough
too,
for you.
You know what I'm saying? That too.
Yeah, that's just me. That's just me knowing I'd be going to college for the wrong shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But she recognizes it and don't graduate and then make somebody else's life hell.
I ain't gonna lie though. I actually graduated from college.
That's what's up.
And got in healthcare administration. I got a bachelor in healthcare administration.
See what I'm saying?
And I'm certified to be a scrub tech.
That's what's up.
The person that passed like the tools to the some kind of technician. I forgot how you know it was a fucking waste of time. But gotcha. I prepare the tools for probably the surgeries.
Probably surgical technician.
Yeah, I think it was that.
Yeah.
It, something with a tech in it.
Well, that's what's up. We both, you know what I'm saying? Would have been in medical.
Yeah. It like it took me to do them what it is when you work free, the internship. That way it made me be like, I don't wanna do this shit.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm the type of person, I got to always be in a different environment.
Yeah.
So to put me in the same place every single day in closed room, I'm going to go crazy in that bitch.
That's facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why was you going crazy on that song like that, though?
Man, they ain't talking about nothing. For real. This song was for the females in the industry first. You know, I feel like sometimes they get on a track, they ain't really saying nothing, you know what I'm saying? Wasting our air, our time, our listening, you know what I'm saying? Hearing the same thing over and over again. Also, for the dudes, you know what I'm saying? Like, lately, it's been a common theme. I've been hearing dudes say, I'm a real nigga. Man, I'm too real for that shit. You know?
Right.
And then they be the same ones that be on Instagram crying real tears. Like, on social media, I'm not saying it's not okay to cry real tears as a man, but I'm just saying, like, you publicizing, you know, weakness, but you say, man, I'm real now. You know? I mean, you know, you real, but you doing fake things.
Right.
You know? So, you ain't really saying nothing. You keep saying, I'm a real nigga, but you ain't really saying nothing at all. You know, these females, they ain't talking about nothing, and, you know, so.
I don't really care for when guys, you know, label themselves real niggas, because it's like everybody has their own definition, because what he might call somebody of that caliber, which, you know, in the hood, that is a high rank,
right?
The being a real nigga, that's the creme de la creme, you know what I'm saying? That's the top nigga in Donkey Kong and Mario Brothers and shit. So it like, but what he consider real don't mean I consider it real,
right?
Cause you
do
whole
shit.
Yeah, so it might be a snitch out there, and somebody calling him a real nigga.
That's right.
Cause he snitched.
Right.
That's not something
that's
I agree with.
Not real.
You know what I'm saying? What was the what motivated you to just do that song? Though I feel like some had besides you feeling like ain't nobody really talking about shit.
Yeah.
What was the thing that just sparked the fire?
Man, it wasn't just one thing. It was just everybody that I was around at that time, you know? People calling my phone, wasting my time. Like, literally, I wake up, I do a lot of stuff just like you know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to the Check Runner podcast, man. You done went up in here. You know what I'm saying? But, like, we work hard. We spend time doing stuff. And, like, when people call my phone and they ain't really saying nothing at all,
yeah,
it really bothers me. Because it's like we just had a pointless conversation for an hour about nothing.
Yeah.
And I could have been making another track. Or I could have been, you know, working on the label.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, true enough, if we rock, you ain't necessarily got to come with business. But don't be talking about no nonsense. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't call me early in the morning with negativity.
Talk about somebody else's life.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the gossip, the drama. Or talk about something that you're not going to do. Don't call my phone telling me about your wasted plans either. Because if you're not going to put any action behind your plans, you're just telling them for me to try to make it seem like you're going to do something. You ain't going to do nothing.
you know what I'm saying? Exactly.
For real. We about to do this. We going to do this. And then it ain't really nothing happening.
Yeah. So
you know.
That real shit.
Wasted time. I
feel that because I had to stop, like, just having normal relationship with certain people in the past because I seen our train of thought wasn't aligning anymore the older we got.
Right. He kind of grew like that.
Yeah, right? We grew like this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not saying that they on some bullshit, but we just not on the same.
We just wasn't on the same.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's hard to have conversations. It's like, now I gotta try to figure out what a common ground for us to have some kind of conversation.
Yeah.
When we literally just have nothing in common anymore.
Right.
Outside of us just being black men. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Graduating from the same school or so, high school.
Yeah, man. Let's get to the shits though. You got an announcement.
Man, so that announcement is still not
that shit pending.
But I do have another announcement. I started a record label, and the record label is called Intent Music. The record label is all about, you know, people's intentions within the industry, right? So Intent Music, you know, our goal is to put our artists out, to distribute our stuff on channels, to make sure that the person is being seen, that the marketing is done, actually doing it, not so much saying it, making the artist's image, you know, upgraded by tenfold, like, you know, having the EPKs, making sure things are in line with the copyrights. Because if the documentation isn't there and you're not getting any money, making sure BMI is straight, making sure your ASCAP is good, it's on platforms, you know, everything that I feel a record label should be doing, you know, from the ground up, but independent. So all of our art, you know, my artists, I only have one artist right now. She's actually on the way, but, you know, I'll make sure that they stay in, you know, independent and that they maintain their publishing, you know, because that's, you know, that's what it's about.
Right.
Yeah. If you're really trying to help someone.
Yeah.
If you have good intentions.
Yeah. Do you agree that sometimes, even though you might have good intentions, sometimes just good business might cross out good intentions?
Yeah, but you should never be that hungry for business that your intent is bad. Because if you're that hungry for business, you ain't got no other business.
Right.
You need to be looking for more business because you know, hungry for bad business.
Yeah. It just depends. I think that's kind of like subjective.
Mm-hmm.
Because what some person might do is they'll be like good business and they kept it on the up and up.
Right.
You can't come, you're not going to tell them that it wasn't.
Wasn't,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because prime is up. And then you just never know the other side of the story.
Yeah.
Because say if you just signed your artist, say if you gave your artist $100K advance.
Right. Yeah.
You gave $100K advance. You gave a 50-50 split on everything.
Right.
And you let them keep all the show money.
Right.
Now. That deal is just so impeccable, right?
Right.
Everything.
Right.
Coming in the door, your art, and you gave them 100 stacks.
Right, right.
Now, when they go broke, God forbid, not saying your artist, but hypothetical artist.
Hypothetical.
Now, when they go broke, they're going to be like, oh, Dutch did me wrong.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's how people going to go by.
Yeah.
They not going to be able to just hit you.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, is this true?
Mm-hmm.
They just not people going to start labeling you as, oh, she do shady dealings. And you looked out for
her. Yeah, they blew the money. Yeah, so I think the difference is just making sure that what you're doing is right. You know what I'm saying? So, like, there are bad deals. You know, there are deals where there's the 360 deals, all that good stuff where they get, you know, over 60% of people's money, or they get money from anything that they do. Like, there's a deal out there that says, you know, if I sell a hat to you, I owe somebody some money for that. And I'm like, man, that's not even my music. This is actually some merch that was created. It's actually, like, you know, drip, like a apparel line. But they're definitely out there with some really, really bad deals. I mean, there's people out there that have deals, you know, just to get your stuff on platforms. And I'm like, that's not really a deal. You can do that for $20 a month on DistroKid. Yeah, seriously. You have, you know, deals where you're actually paying to be signed to someone. Mm. You know, that exists too.
Okay.
Yeah. So, good deals. That's what we need.
Shit, somebody might say the 360 deal a good deal, though.
Shit, I'm trying to tell you. Look, I ain't gonna lie. If somebody got, you know, some shit going on, got their family messed up, you know, I recommend it. Go on and go for it, man. Do you. But just know what you're getting yourself signed up for. Make sure you get a lawyer.
Yeah. I feel like all this shit subjective, bitch. Because what you want to sell to another motherfucker that, like, will run for that shit.
Yeah.
And then we living in an era where, shit, you could just pay people in clout.
Period. Right. No, seriously.
The look.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas will pay you. Niggas been paying you in the look for a long time.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But sometimes the look and chasing clout, two different things to me, though. You see what I'm saying? A look can change your life.
Right.
If you play it right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Clout, that shit can be gone by next month.
Just like that.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to give you a good example. Say, like, you got a Drake call you, want to put you on a song tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But he said he ain't going to pay you nothing but a number two for McDonald's.
Right.
That's all you getting paid. No royalties.
Yeah.
No nothing.
Yeah.
Will you take it?
Mm-hmm.
But see, that's what I'm saying. That's one of them examples.
Yeah, where it's subjective based on what somebody's going through.
That's a look. Yeah, you ain't going to get paid from that record.
Mm-hmm.
But that look will be able to, like, put you in position to make more money than you was going to be off that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I got what you're saying 100%. Because you're getting behind a bigger label and now you got that name behind you and they're doing different types of marketing.
Yeah.
To different channels and have a bigger fan base.
Yeah, I'm talking about good looks. And I ain't talking about like no bullshit look. Like, nigga get you up to the club and just for three people to be in that bitch and nigga charge you $500 perform type shit.
Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, a distribution deal for a single deal, like, that's a good deal for somebody, you know? But, like, a 360, to me, it's always going to be a bad deal.
Oh, yeah,
you know
what
I'm saying? And especially, like, in this day and age where stuff changed so quickly. You can be giving away money.
It definitely. Definitely some bullshit. I just want us to look at the other side of the coin.
Yes, the other side of the coin. For a second. Yes, it still exists. You know what I'm saying? We love that side of the coin. But as long as our intentions are good, we making good decisions, and we know the consequences, we got lawyers, we should be good to go.
How you got into this shit?
Man, so rapping.
Because you smart as fuck when it comes to like that business shit.
Man, I appreciate it so much. I got something really big planned. I can't wait to come back to the show and let you know exactly what it is. But I don't like to, you know, speak on stuff until it's final, because I tell people, I'm like, man, you can't talk about it and then not be about it. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather just be about it and don't say nothing at all and let it show.
Nah, I feel you.
Yeah, as far as getting into it, really, it just came from music. So, first, like, believe it or not, I used to play, like, violin. I used to be in orchestra. I used to be, like, first chair. I was, like, really serious about that shit. So, you know, maybe that might come in the future with the rap. You know what I'm saying? I might try to, you know, mix that up. But, like, for sure, that's where it came from first. And then, you know, one day I was like, man, I heard Trina's song, that song called Don't Trip. I don't know if you heard that song.
How'd it go?
It's called Don't Trip. If you see a fly chick, nigga, how
it goes. Nah, I don't remember that one.
Yeah. It's a hard song. Trina,
like,
it's a
first
throwback,
album,
like,
Trina?
2005, at least.
Okay,
something like that.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, I heard that track, and I was like, I ain't never wanted to get on the beat. I was young. I was probably, like, 10 years old, something like that. Got into GarageBand, made a whole track by myself on that instrumental. You know what I'm saying? And it just, from there, been recording ever since. I mix and master my own songs. I've recorded hundreds of songs, you know what I'm saying? I have my own studio. So, So it's just kind of taken off from that one song. Shout out to Trina, man.
Damn, Trina, you Trina. Like.
She inspired me.
She inspired the hell out of you.
Yeah.
Salute to Trina,
young age,
man.
Young age.
Salute to Trina. And see, the crazy part about that, growing up, they were trying to make Trina look like the type of person she gonna influence girls to do the bad things because of how she dressed and the stuff she rapped about.
Yeah.
But look how powerful that was, that how she inspired you though.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? She inspired you like to spawn a whole creative side within yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Because at first it was just a love of music, but then when I heard another female doing it, I said, man, I can do this right here.
Right.
I was young, you know what I'm saying? I was just having fun with it. It was really, really dope. I Googled it. I was like, I need the instrumental, so I'm typing in, you know, without the words. Didn't know what the fuck an instrumental was at all. You know, excuse me. But, like, yeah, it was pretty cool. And then from there, just, you know what I'm saying, just being around. So learning the hard way, going to studios, getting bad, you know, engineers, walking in there with a song sounding one way and it coming out sounding completely wrong. Mm. Like a different track that I didn't even want to go in that direction type thing, you know? Then being a female in the industry, that's a whole nother statement. You know, like, you walk in a room, sometimes you get put on the bottom of the list. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So you learn how to make it, to be smart about it, you know, so that you can make yourself succeed within the industry. That's, you know, sometimes hard to get
there. You think that happened to you, like, mad time, like, just because you was a female?
Oh, it happens. It just happened a couple of days ago. It happened
because you was a female, or did they know you?
They knew of me. Like, I probably was there maybe two or three times.
Okay.
But yeah, it happens all the time.
What happened, though? What made you say, like, damn,
it's
that?
Yeah, so, like, okay, so, for example, you know, walked into the spot. I was, you know, I always say what's up to the DJ. He knew who I was. He knew, you know, the track. Like, he knows the actual track. I already had it. Didn't have to send it, you know, so he knew me that much. So I was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? He told me he got me on the spin. I don't ever, like, push it because, you know, if you got five songs in your brain and you, you know, doing your job, that's on you. I'm not going to ever impose on your space as a DJ and expect you to play my song, like, offer it.
Right.
I'm going to wait. I'll chill out. It's no problem. So I go outside, you know, roll up, smoke a little something. I come back inside. I was like, hey, you know what I'm saying? What's up with the play? Oh, you didn't smoke with me. I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, don't worry about it. I got you. You know what I'm saying? Because I got more. It ain't no problem. Right. We smoke gas. So I got you. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I rolled up and I, you know, let him smoke or whatever. And he played the track and everything. But the reason why I know it's a female thing versus a male thing is because he would have never addressed a dude like that.
Right.
He would have never came off rip and been like, man, where you been at? You wasn't up. Was you outside? You wasn't smoking? You know what I'm saying? You ain't passed the blunt, man. You know, like, nah, that's crazy. But it is what it is. I don't have no problems with it. I'm not bitter. I'm a female. I love being out. I love the industry. You know what I'm saying? It's something that I've grown to love, and you just have to learn how to maneuver it. And once you learn how to maneuver it and use, you know, your benefits as a woman, because it comes with benefits too. It don't just come with, you know what I'm saying? It come with benefits. I got that spin. Right. You know what I'm saying?
You say you would say, like, it's more benefits being a female artist right now than cons?
I'd say not really. I say probably more negative than positive.
You think it's hard being a female artist right now? For real?
Yeah, definitely.
Damn. Sure. Speak on that, because I thought my man brain
the door. Mm-hmm.
That it's easy for y'all right now because it's so easy for y'all to get a following. Like, anything y'all post, y'all gonna get, like, the male and the female eyes on y'all. You know what I'm saying?
You know, that's like, you know, sex sales type deal too, though, right? So, like, if you got your ass out, you got your mouth open with your tongue out, you know what I'm saying? Of course you're gonna run up them likes. So it's easier if you use your body as a tool to advance yourself within your career.
Okay.
But if you just coming at it on some real shit, you know what I'm saying?
I got you. So you feel like that's the only way they get likes?
You would get an advantage.
Because of, by being, like, naked and shit.
Yeah, or some turn-on shit. Yeah, for sure.
Damn.
Like, a bitch rapping about her pussy, I'm going to listen to that, because that's, like, almost some soft porn. Like, I'm listening to this girl talk about everything she about to do to me, and I'm, you know what I'm saying?
Like, you said, you think that shit for like the perverts?
No, like, no, nah. Never that. Never that. No, shout out to my twerk rappers. Never that. I know you. Oh, bullshit. Boy, nah, I would never say that. Never that. Never that. But,
nah, oh boy, shit. But nah, that shit got it. Nah, I feel you though. You saying some real shit.
Yeah.
You saying some real shit. And like, no shade. I mean, I can, like, yeah, you right. A woman that's, you know what I'm saying, showing a lot of skin, mm-hmm. gonna get way more attention. So tell me this though. What you gonna do about that? That the game being like that? Cause it's like, I feel like if you want things like that to change mm-hmm. from that status as you see it as, mm-hmm. you gotta be the one that create that change.
And see, it's funny because that's why my news was supposed to be able to be broken today. But mm-hmm. that has a lot to do with the movement that's going on, with what I got going on coming soon.
Okay.
So stand by. But it's funny that you would ask that because that's very, like, that's how my brain works. I'm not going to sit around and, you know, expect for it to change without doing anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, that's definitely a big plan of mine. A big plan of mine because, yeah. And shout out to Intent, you know what I'm saying, the label. Y'all go ahead and follow Intent _ the label on Instagram. You know what I'm saying?
Intent, what that mean? Yeah. Like y'all being intentional with what y'all
we
doing?
We intentional, man. We intentional about the deals, them contracts, you know what I'm saying, all that good stuff. Yeah, intentional about the plays we make, getting to the bag, making sure it is that way.
So you do want a deal?
I mean, I would take a deal. I'm not really, like, looking for a deal. Like, as far as a deal, I would like an investor. An investor would be nice.
Break down the deal that would be in your favor that you would just agree on. With no problem.
Yeah, probably a single deal. So, like, if they heard that track saying nothing, y'all go check that out. It's on the way to all platforms. By the time this comes out, I'm pretty sure it's going to be out. So, saying nothing, if they get that song, say, for example, I don't know, Sony wants to pick up the song. You know, say they give me a cash advance for a percentage of all sales of the song.
Okay.
I would do something like that.
Okay.
You know, just go ahead and take the little money.
Right.
Invest it in probably my career some more, you know.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, use the clout from the fact that I had a successful deal with Sony, because they say that if you get a deal and you don't do the right thing with the deal and you flop on the deal, that it's even worse than you never having one.
Right.
So if you get signed to somebody, you need to oversell what they thought you was going to sell, because then you can open yourself up for more deals versus looking like you barely made it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I feel like a lot of people that came and went, they could have, like, mm-hmm. went to these labels and built that value and opened up a bigger budget once these people recoup their money.
Right.
But it's like, everybody fumbled the advance. I ain't saying no wrong with an advance, mm-hmm. but do what you're supposed to do with that advance, though.
Right. They fumbled the advance and they don't know the worth. So the advance is lower than it probably should have been from the beginning. Because if you come in there and you got your stuff right, i.e. Intent Music, you got your copyright, you got your EPK, you showing your spins on your ASCAP and BMI, you got marketing materials, people know who you are, you got followers, your Instagram engagement is up, then I'm pretty sure that deal is going to look a little bit different than somebody coming to a record label like, man, just let me know what I need to do. I don't know what I got going on. Just let me know.
Right.
You got two types of deals going, you know, and they're going to take advantage of this person, because if they're going to offer you $100,000 guaranteed worth at least three.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
Yeah. So it's all about negotiating, making sure you get your lawyer and do the right thing with the business.
Yeah, exactly.
Before you even get to the table.
Yeah. And take that advance money and spend it on some marketing.
Man. Just a little bit.
You know
what
I'm saying?
But they expect their label to do that. They say, oh, they signed. They got me. They're going to blow me up.
Yeah. That's the thought. The I done seen so many times from working close with artists, the label don't even start opening up their budget for real until they see that the team or the artist then picked up traction on the record.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the label want to come in and be like, oh, okay, y'all got mm-hmm. some over here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you ain't spent 6 months spending all your money.
For real.
Now the label's starting to see these spins mm-hmm. and these radio ad spots and, okay, mm-hmm. damn, he ain't been added on such and such station. Okay, mm-hmm. now we're going to put some money into this.
Yeah.
See, people don't know that, though.
Yeah. I mean, I know people who've gotten deals and didn't buy a car. don't have a vehicle. So yeah. I feel you. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Damn, you just hurt my goddamn feelings. Yeah,
that's a fact. Now you probably know the person too. That's the crazy
thing. Like they got a deal. Like, did they get an advance at all? Or no advance?
Like over 15 bands. Enough to get a car.
Shit.
That's a little money, but I mean, at least, you know.
Nah, fuck that. You can get a car, two bands, depending on where you're going. Shit, stop playing. I ain't even gonna hold you.
Look.
Shit, 15 bands. If you were hustling, like, you know how to stretch that shit, man. Shit. Man, nigga, do something with 15.
Yeah, for real, for real.
Man, this, I'm excited about where your career going, though, man.
Man, I appreciate it so much. I can't wait to come back with that news, that final news. Cause then you're gonna be like, damn, Dutch, I asked you what you was gonna do with me. Now here you go. It's gonna be very methodical and laid out too. So just know.
You feel free. Right.
Yeah, I feel free.
Yeah, I feel like you feel free.
You can feel it.
Like I can sense the freedom in your energy.
Yeah. That's what's up.
I feel like because I got this discernment gift.
Yeah.
So I can feel.
You told me about that the first time we met when you were listening to my track with the 16 or better thing.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's lame. Mm-hmm. The fucker for fame. Mm-hmm. Hey, yo.
Steady throwing salt on my name.
Can you spit that for me right now?
Yeah, for sure, man.
Because I just want them to just, oh my God. Hey, just bless them one time good. Before I'm we get up out of here, man.
For sure.
Oh, you don't need that. Hit the acapella.
Hit the acapella, gang. All right. It's a shame they lames. Clout, they be fucking for fame. Steady throwing salt on my name. Really not the same, but that logic insane. Came from the bottom and I really felt pain. Yeah, shit changed, but the pain still remain. Hoes got no game. Take shots, no aim. Hoes fuck on lames, just a cop a little fame. Where they move so pitiful, my pockets is plentiful. They chase clout, man, I chase my bag. Mad cause they fucking for shit I have. Popping all that mad goofy shit. I laugh, looking mad when I rap. Mad cause a bitch can't cap. Roll up, ran through another pack. Clout seekers popping out after big facts. I really can't cap. I just speak big facts.
Hey, man. You be cool with that shit,
shame
man.
Shame
lanes. Hey. Man, it's just hot.
Clout be fucking for facts.
It like them couple of lines, bro. I just felt everything you felt in the past 10 years.
Salt on my name.
It like, come on, man.
You have to say it because that logic is insane.
Yeah.
Really?
Like logic.
That logic is insane. Where was you at when you thought it was going to work?
Come on, man. What? Where you was at that day on that video? I remember like it was a whole bunch of people with the jackets on.
Yeah. Shout out Showbiz. We were actually at Showbiz. You know, ENT. Showbiz is one of the biggest, you know, marketing companies in the city. Like they do their thing. Like, yeah. So we were there. They have a contract with 16 or better, which is actually with Jack Thriller. So at first we were trying to work out something with the, you know, for the hip hop fraternity to get on, you know, with the 16 or better, but the contract didn't really, it didn't go through. So it wasn't really 16 or better. So that's why on the record, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Shout out for Showbiz. Just, you know what I'm saying? Make sure that was clear for him. It wasn't 16 or better, but we were at the set of 16 or better for Showbiz.
That shit was hard, man. Like
everybody was around. We were doing a little cypher or whatever. It was pretty
cool. Yeah, like it was like a 8 Mile moment type shit.
I appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it. I really meant it.
Yeah, so I hear that same feeling from you in this Ain't Talking About None record.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's why I love it so much.
Okay, it was the same type of vibe.
The same. Now, what is called when you invoke a certain type of feeling into sonically?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the word is for that shit.
Right.
I promise God I ain't just trying to use big words, y'all. But I can't think of the word.
Yeah.
But I felt you on that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what you said, Doug? For real, I be popping my shit.
You know what I'm saying? For the new out, man. I need cheating here, man. For real. Can't hear what you say because I stay on a mission. They talk about it. I do it. I'm different. Diamonds like fluid. They fluent. Listen, come on, cheetah. Block a bitch, nigga. Delete it. They missing. Gotta keep Susie. I'm clutching. Gripping. Couple hundred on a shirt card. Topless. I'm whipping.
Yeah, you was
ain't
doing
talking
your
about
shit.
Nothing. I'll block the reception.
Aye.
If I'm talking, don't interrupt. Interception.
Man.
For real.
You
yeah.
Going That's off how you get it, shit, man. You was going crazy on that one.
Got to, man.
Yeah. Who made that beat?
I'm not exactly sure. Like, it was a random producer. See, I'm all about paperwork, so I get my stuff online. I know I have some local producers that I work with, but yeah, when it's time for me to go in the booth, I need to have options of songs that I need, and I need to be able to see the contract on the same day. I don't want to even get on the song until I see that I have the beat license for the contract, because you may be thinking something different the next day, and I'm wasting my bars and my time.
Yeah.
So, like, people, like, you know, a lot of people shame, like, internet beats and stuff like that, but if you get your stuff on platforms, I guarantee you I'm working with someone here in Atlanta from, you know what I'm saying, from the platform that I get my tracks from.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, nigga playing with your top, other word.
Man, look, I don't even have time for it.
Man,
look,
y'all better stop playing nothing with my dog, man.
Nothing.
Hey, man, I had fun, gang.
I appreciate you so much, man.
I thought Cheetah was going to pop up.
She's outside. Like, I'm trying to get, I've been trying.
She outside now?
I think she is. Cheetah.
Somebody was out there, Carissa. Yeah, I know.
She said she was at the door. That's why I was confused.
Oh, I've been upstairs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess she'll come back and catch one.
That's facts.
She, you know what I'm saying? Y'all gang. So that ain't that. She can always push back up.
That's facts.
You know what I'm saying? Anything you want to plug before we close this thing out?
Man, I just want to plug the record label. The record label is Intent Music. Y'all gonna hear that so many other times. I am, all right? Y'all can follow us on Instagram at Intent_the label. My name is Dutch, DUTXCH. You can follow me on all platforms. Anything you listen to, anything you listen to music on, I'm gonna be on there.
Hey, I'll play a harmonica. Will you give me a record deal on your label?
It depends. If you fire, man, if you got streams, you know what I'm saying, people streaming you, I'm pretty sure the nigga with the banjo, you seen the guy with the banjo to hit that, he be rapping with the famous rappers and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he got a deal. I'll give you a deal with a harmonica if you show me them spins.
Hey, I feel like that'll be a wild ass instrument to want to get signed off of.
Yeah, yeah.
But we living in the era where a nigga would realize have like 5 million streams. Yeah. Off a damn harmonica song.
Facts.
Like, it's just, this shit's so wide open for creativity right now. Right. Nigga will pop off just straight blowing motherfucking harmonica.
Straight like that. Because it's different.
So you gonna sign me then?
Yep. Straight like
see
that.
See tomorrow, all you gotta come speak. We gotta close this shit out right now.
All I gotta do is see the spins, you know what I'm saying?
We gotta close it out right now. Come on, you wanna say something, Cheetah?
This is my artist, you guys. I'm gonna go ahead and introduce Cheetah Monroe, you know what I'm saying? She been rocking with us from the beginning,
but, they give a quick little shout out right quick.
Yeah,
let them
shout
know.
Out, yeah. Shout tell them where you from, man. For real, so you can hear yourself.
What's up? I'm Cheetah Monroe. I'm from South Carolina. Had to bring it to the A.
Hey.
Get lit. Get some action real quick.
Okay. Just I ain't gonna hold you. You missed the whole episode, but just tell them where they can find you at, and we're gonna bring you back. And you can just come do your own interview. You know what I'm
okay,
saying?
Okay, I'm with that.
I got you. I got you.
I'm with that. You can
like
follow
that.
Me on Instagram. It's Cheetah with 2 H's, Monroe with 2 E's.
Okay.
So, yeah, you definitely can follow me on IG.
Throw some goddamn wood on me around your neck. Some VVVs.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be the VVs and like a motherfucker. Hey, man. Hey, man. Big salute to the Apple listeners. Big salute to the Anchor listeners. Spotify listener, everybody over there watching on YouTube, hey, appreciate y'all. Without us, there would be no y'all. I appreciate you guys for coming through and blessing me with all this queendom and all these dope lyrics and all that good shit. And always remember, when you do what you do, do it like you do it for TV. And we gone. You bitch. Yeah. All right.
Hey.